RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Decade after decade, he informs, educates, and spreads the word on good health. It's time for the Power of Health. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Well, today we are becoming very, very familiar with the word probiotic, but a true understanding of what it does, how it works, and definitely what product to choose and how to choose that product, well, that's where the struggle begins. Quality standards are important, integrity of the line, and of course, all of that information in our mind is going to help us make a better choice. With me today is Natasha Trenev, worldwide expert in probiotic health and the founder of the American probiotics industry. My special guest today, Marge Roman, who has been in the health and nutrition industry for over 35 years, working in every level in the field. Marge is a lifelong grassroots advocate and has supported every challenge to the industry for her entire 3.5-decade career. She's an educator, a writer, and has taught nutrition classes and health awareness classes, as well as healthy cooking. Marge's father, Stanley Jacobson, was the first time ever Whole Foods Magazine Man of the Year. So to say that this passion and quest for knowledge in the industry is in her blood, well, that would be a resounding yes. Marge is a pillar of the health and nutrition industry, bringing back values and knowledge from the past and marrying it with today's technology advances in knowledge, all while keeping information relevant for today's world. Having this foundation of decades of information makes her one of the most valuable educators and teachers in our field. And having the experience in every level of retail management, sales, and education makes her voice one to be heard. So I want to, of course, welcome both of you to the show today. Today we're going to be talking about probiotic popularity. Natasha, isn't it interesting how the probiotic sector in our industry has become so popular? I mean, I think the necessity is there, obviously, but I mean, the word is being tossed around. I don't know how accurately, but it is being tossed around.
Yes, it is being tossed around. And yeah, I'm so thrilled that people are familiar with the word, but without understanding standards and what to look for in a probiotic product, we have completely defeated our purpose. And the purpose is that we don't want probiotic junk food, because I know I've been in this field for over 45 years, and I have been stating for 45 years that the bacteria or microbes in our gut really control every aspect of our health, including our immune health, our, you know, mental health, our ability to create energy, to feel good. It is so important, I can't tell you, and that's why, you know, the diet and the exercise are also adding to this health of these microbes. So understanding probiotics is extremely important, because if you allow yourself to be seduced by people who are selling you what I call probiotic junk food or probiotic supplements that don't really make a difference, you are denying yourself probably the most important health concept benefit of the century.
You know, when I look at the word probiotic, and of course we become so familiar with it, and where we are today versus where the word really had credibility in the media today, because, you know, this is something that's been around for a long time, but our need and our necessity and our body's need for this probiotic product in our bodies has become, you know, so intensified by the way we live our lives every day. I mean, I knew we were heading down an unhealthy road years ago. I mean, I don't think to the extent that we are right now that I ever thought we would be this bad off as a nation. But we are so unhealthy. So for something that at one time many people would have thought of as a luxury, like many vitamins at one time were kind of a thing to do and a vitamin, probiotics are at the very top of the nutritional program, the nutritional pyramid, if you will, of supplementation. It's sitting at the very top, and with good reason. And with new emphasis, people are going to start to understand that it needs to be part of your daily routine every day. It's no longer a luxury.
Absolutely. Let me tell you that there are at least 10,000 articles published in prestigious journals from every university and research organization globally about the effects of probiotics on human health. And we know that the gut microbiota, as I say, control every aspect of our health, whether it's inflammation, whether it's autoimmune disease like arthritis, whether it's, you know, Alzheimer's or autism. We know it starts with the bacterial composition of our gut. And we're way behind, because we have had well over 40 years of processed foods, the high carbohydrate, sugary diet that has not only destroyed our health by the explosion of diabetes and weight gain, it has also destroyed our health by segregating certain microbes to live in our gut, which are not benefiting our health overall. And I think people don't understand that. They just run to the doctor and they want to take care of a symptom. And as I've said many times before, our, orthodox Western medicine is great for critical care, but it's not helping us with our, what I call ongoing chronic problems. In fact, they're getting worse. There was, radio shows last week on the growth of diabetes, and like 1 in 5 people globally now are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And that's just, the tip of the iceberg. So we really have to understand these microbes because they are an integral part of our life. Mm-hmm. And we have to stop throwing out the word probiotic without understanding what it entails and how we should judge each and every product that we consider to consume.
Well, I think sometimes along the way, the confusion comes in, and I don't always blame the consumer, because sometimes they're, thinking they're doing something good, and I think there's something they're reaching out to something, and the word is in their mind. It's like when the word calcium became so, ingrained in our back of our mind, you would just see something that said that and you would pick it up off the shelf and no questions asked. And I think that has happened, and I think the retraining process and, giving people the tools to choose wiser and understanding what they're picking up off a shelf is important. And I think that as a consumer, we need to, I guess, would you call it a re-education?
It's a massive re-education because it's the consumer that is going to hold the proverbial so-called manufacturer mm-hmm. feet to the fire, whether it's on probiotics or whether it's on other dietary supplements. Because they can, these concepts can really change the health of America, but the products actually have to contain what's listed on the label, and there has to be a reason for these organisms being on the label. Otherwise, they're not going to benefit you. And today's show is to tell you that the NNFA, which unfortunately no longer exists, it's the National Nutritional Foods Association, did spend almost 20 years. Trying to establish standards and to try to get these standards, passed and have establishing a true label program. And the fact that the manufacturers turned their back on this phenomenal progress in our industry is a true tragedy, not only for our industry, but for the health of the nation altogether.
And I think the education process is going to be something that is going to be a monumental thing to do, but of course beneficial. And I think it is going to be a little bit of an uphill battle, but I think people are in need of great health and of need of supplementation. So, and I think it's going to be better for them once they have a better understanding.
Right. I think the understanding has to come is to understand that there are two probiotic labeling standards, one passed in 1989 by the entire health food industry. That means every manufacturer, every retailer, every broker, every educator associated with the professional side of the health food industry voted on these standards, and it was accepted by the entire membership. And that's huge. We need to discuss this in our next segment. And the consumer needs to be aware mm-hmm. of this, because without this knowledge, they're going to be wasting their money and not getting the what I call miraculous benefits of a true probiotic supplement.
We need to all kind of link together and start really educating ourselves and being educated in a better way. Probiotics are here to stay. They're not going anywhere. But what you're using, how you use them, and the kind of product that you're using can truly establish a better foundation for your health. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thanks for listening, and stay well.